You have 17 voice messages. First voice message.
What's going on, dude? You son of a bitch. Yes, no.
You can't stop it.
I just said that today.
End of message.
I got a big plan. Big idea, bro. Big idea.
Message erased. Next message.
We're still here. Enjoy it.
It's ODG. Occupy Dave and Giggles.
End of message. Next message.
Right, seriously, yes. Guys. Fort.
You know we do a radio show, right?
I just want to say that we never claim to be a comedy show. We just entertain.
You son of a bitch. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. You look so good right now.
Give me a chance. You want to leave.
Dave and Giggles.
Dave and Giggles.
Really big.
Message erased.
Well, I wanted to play a song, It's the End of the World as We Know It by R.E.M., and then my iPad crashed. So you know what? We're just gonna start the show. There it is. We're Dave and Giggles. We got no show. We got no song to lead into the show, and we're just going to roll with it. Hey, buddy.
Our pets' heads are falling off.
Our pets' heads are falling off. Might as well take a little moped to Colorado. Wait, you're already there.
I'm already there, man.
Yeah.
If you're just listening, this is Dave and Giggles. Dave's in New York, and I'm in Colorado in the basement studio. I kicked the kids out of the house.
Finally. Finally.
They're gone. Well, last week they were up there like scrubbing the floors or something.
I know. And, you know. It freaked you out. You kept going, what are they doing up there? What are they doing up there? And then I think a couple weeks like before that, they would come down. They would hang out. You would put them on air. They would say nothing.
How Classic. You doing? How was the party last night?
Party was good. It was a boat cruise around Manhattan.
Oh, nice. We've done that together.
Yeah, we've done that. It was a good time. It was It was for an ex-coworker's birthday, and then there was a whole bunch of people from work there. And I have a feeling that the person who was the birthday person was getting seasick. Because she just, every time we'd go over a bump, she would try to grab something and be like, oh, no. Oh, no. So she didn't really say too much, which is kind of hilarious in its own right. But the captain was really hilarious. So this dude... And it made me think, like, what would I want to do if I would just give it up and just go ahead and just do something? So this guy told us, I used to work in finance. I hated it. So I bought a boat. He said he bought $200,000, I think. Bought a boat and now charters like 5 months out of the year, 3 charters a day. And he brings people out. He said he's had 70 people propose to their girlfriends on the boat. He's had bachelorette parties, rich dudes, just like a whole bunch of people just charter his boat and he just drives around Manhattan for a couple hours and then comes back. It's a pretty good life.
Yeah, I mean, we've been on a boat. You actually own a boat.
I own a boat. Right.
Which is a fantastic, I mean, that's such a rarity.
It is a rarity.
You know? And it's pretty great to be out in a boat. No matter how, you know, cheap it is.
Right.
Or small. I don't want to call your boat cheap or small, but it's kind of, like you die in a storm.
Oh yeah. Probably. Yeah, totally. Yeah. Exactly. If it's like any kind of clouds in the air, I'm like, maybe we shouldn't go in the boat because we'll probably go down.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
But yeah, I mean, this guy like, and he lives on the boat. He said he lives on the boat like 3 or 4 days a week. So he just kind of like, he's a boat dude. And
yeah, you should be his apprentice or his first mate or coxswain, or whatever you call it.
Coxswain.
Coxswain.
It's interesting. He said, because like to be a boat, or all you have to do is have the boat registered and then have like a driver's license, I think, to drive that boat. But he said he had to get a master, some kind of boatsmanship thing to do commercial boating. So he had to go through like a lot of rigmarole to be a like boating dude who does it commercially.
Well, they're not going to just let some Joe Schmo take a bunch of people out on a river cruise in New York. I mean, you got like oil tankers, you got, you know, ferries, you know, the chances of someone, you know, messing up are pretty big.
Yeah, totally. So, and we were on the boat and there was this big big oil rigger coming in, and it was coming up the Hudson River, and you can hear it go, mer, 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 mer. So five horns. And I was like, what does five horns mean? And he said, imminent danger. And and we were just staring, waiting for it to like collide with something. But it never did. But it's interesting that everything on the water has its little indications of what they mean.
Well, yeah, you need to communicate.
And the only way you can is with horns, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Pretty wild stuff. Just got back from the beach, went down to a Rockaway.
God, you're living the life.
Living
you're
like life, the
dude.
Man.
Why you emanate the dude?
I know.
You're just kind of you're that kid that won't grow up.
Nope.
You're like a hairy chested V-necked.
I know. I got a real deep today too. Like real deep.
Like Peter Pan.
Peter Pan.
If he dropped out of college.
I know. My mom would agree with you. So, yeah.
But you have a job. That's what I like about you, Dave.
Right.
Is you party, but you have a job.
I have a job.
You know.
Maybe we'll talk about this off air at some point, but the other day I called you and I mentioned that, my ex roommate, I don't want to mention names, wrote a script and put me in said script.
Yeah. Yeah. We should read it. We should definitely read it. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And we should talk about this on air. So our buddy Joe wrote a script. He's a filmmaker out in he actually, you know, Joe redid my website, which I was, you know, it was fantastic. It was great. You know, he made it happen. So he's, you know, he's a good guy. I don't want to say but he wrote this script.
He wrote a script, and I'm proud of him for writing a script.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
But you're the main character is what you're saying.
I'm not a main character, but I am a character who plays a significant part in his script, which is a lot of, I don't want to give anything away because like it's his script and it's his thing. I don't want to do anything about it.
He's going to get really mad.
He's going to get mad if I leak anything.
You should read some of it. Well, it's actually, no, we shouldn't because you know what? It's in development.
It's in development.
When it gets produced, I want to actually see it.
Yeah, I totally want to see this script.
Instead of reading it. Because now we can't knock it. It could be really good.
Yeah.
Or it could be really
I've
good.
Read the script. I won't say
What's
anything
your opinion?
About it.
What are you going to sign off on it?
I mean, here's the thing. I know. I was thinking about calling him up and suing him. But here's the thing is that it's pretty much, it's loosely based on the last couple of years of his life. So I lived through it. So I don't need a script or a movie to tell me what happened. It's all right. It's all in my memory, you know?
Let me ask you one question.
All right.
Is there a kissing scene? Do you guys kiss?
Me and him? No, we don't kiss.
Tell him to write it in there.
Yeah, you know? I will. I'll tell him to write it in there. Do you want to hear a little bit?
Let's hear a little bit.
Oh man, he's gonna kill us. Let me see.
We're not gonna tell the name of the movie. You know,
this is bad.
We're workshopping.
All right,
he's gonna love it. He's gonna love that we're workshopping his.
He's gonna love it.
You should have sent me the script, and I could have read it back and forth. I'm an actor. I know I have a degree in theater.
I know,
right?
I know. Maybe we should do that. Maybe we should hold off and do that. But all right, here I'll set something. So I was talking to Ryan, who's also made it in the script. He made it in the script for like a scene or two, and this is really funny because. I have no problem with this because he put me in the script and now I'm uncomfortable with it and I don't know what to do. So I'm going to read this little bit of the script. And if you're listening, call in and tell me what you would do in this case scenario where you're put your character and your name is put into a script. And what do you do when you get this scenario happen to you? You could call in 718-928-9732. I'll say it one more time. 718-928-9732. And we are Dave and Giggles, and we'll be here with you for the next 50 minutes. And I'm going to about to read a little bit, just a little bit of a script that my old roommate wrote that has me in it. So if you're just tuning in, that's the update. Okay, so the character's name is Dave. His character's name...
No surprise there. He just calls him Dave.
He just straight up called me Dave.
It was easier for him to write.
It was so
like,
easy.
Well, Dave.
So his character's name, which is loosely based on him, is Sonny. So I'll give you a little bit before. I'll give you like three lines. So here, four lines. So here's one of the lines. It goes, I say to him, all you do is max out your credit cards on shit you never use. Turntables. When have you ever wanted to be a DJ? And all this camera gear. I just don't know what's going on with you anymore, man. And this is his response to Dave. Okay.
Got it.
Maybe I'm a risk taker, Dave. I'm not going to settle for the safe route, the mundane. Even if it means I have to struggle, at least I'll have my fucking integrity.
I like it. I like it. You then, know, I believe in this guy. He's good, you know.
Then that, I say to him,
bro, that's
well,
a great line.
Yeah, well, living with you has become quite a risk in itself. Then his response, this is the last line I'll give of the whole script. His response, fuck you, man.
It's good. It's good.
He wrote
it's
me
got,
as like
got
this
legs.
Total
got legs.
Asshole.
I love it.
He wrote me as a total asshole. What do you do if you are in this situation? 718-928-9732. What, I mean,
one of those characters that sets this guy on his course.
Right.
You kind of, you know. Yeah, I think it's great, man. I'm into it. I like it.
I was thinking about, I was talking to Ryan about it because he makes it in the script at 1.2. And he said that you should do a dramatic reading of it and try out as Dave.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you own the part.
I do.
Who better to play you than you?
Right.
You know?
But I want you to try out as me. I want you to be me. I think that would be epic.
It's good. It's good.
It's real good.
I had an idea to open up a dance studio.
I could
like
see that.
A theater right. camp.
Well, you
and
went
I was like,
to school
do I really
for
want
it.
To do that? But I know it's lucrative. Like right now, I could totally run a theater camp.
For like kids? How old?
You know, like 3 to 17 or something. You know, like a kid's theater camp.
Mm.
Kids love theater.
They do love theater. I mean,
but
I
don't
like...
know if I want to teach theater. You know, I don't know if like, because I'm too honest now. I'll tell a kid, like a 6-year-old, you don't have it. Sorry, kid.
But I mean, how can you tell a 6-year-old that? 6-year-olds don't know anything, especially
you gotta
with,
be
like,
honest.
You got to be honest. All right. So, when's the last time you were really honest with a child? Were you honest with your kids?
Yeah.
What do you say
I'm
to them?
Honest with my kids.
What do you say to them?
Well, I say like to Sam. I was like, dude, you got to start using the toilet because I'm just like wipe. You know, I'm just like, you know, Sam's almost out of diapers. Within like a year, he'll be completely potty trained. You know,
right.
We're not rushing it. You know, no. I'm just kind of, you know, being honest with him. I'm like, buddy, that was a poop that should have gone on the toilet. Like, that's,
right.
You know, that's one that you could have done on the toilet.
Right. But Leo is so, all
but
done.
He knows it.
Leo is all good, right?
Leo's good. Yeah.
Leo's done.
Leo's totally good. Yeah.
So are you going to say this is a competition? Leo was potty trained by this time. And if you're not, then you're out.
Now, I don't want to do like the brother-to-brother rivalry.
That'd be pretty
good,
though.
You know, like, I think it's good that they have a healthy sense of competition,
yeah.
But I don't want to fester it, you know?
Maybe you should.
You know, I don't be like,
I mean,
call him a crybaby. I, you know?
All the greatest people in the world were built, all like Michael Jackson, built on competition of his own family, you know?
It's true.
All these great people. I mean, Elvis Presley, his son, his brother, his twin brother died at birth.
Really?
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you. He's buried next to him. His twin brother died at birth. Yeah, and like it tortured him his entire life.
That's not true.
It's very true.
I don't really. Here's the other thing. I don't really believe anything.
Fake news.
Anymore.
Fake news.
Fake news.
That's
fake
true.
Fake news.
That's true.
Do we, it feels good to show.
It feels really good to
be face to face, you know, showing.
Face to face through a computer.
Face to face over the internet.
Over
it's
the
kind
internet.
Of like a, you know, it's a bromance.
It's a bromance.
It's our weekly connection.
Yeah, it is
our
weekly.
If you're just listening, this is Dave and Giggles.
Right.
Dave's in New York. I'm in Colorado. And if you want to call in, you want to talk about Joe's script.
Or anything
what
else.
What would you do if somebody wrote you, basically just, you know, wrote you saying stuff in a script? What would you do?
And kind of wrote you as an asshole. Like, kind of wrote you
but
as
you don't
an
have
asshole.
To play it that way.
No.
I mean, why are you the asshole if he didn't pay rent?
That's true.
Know?
That's
you know,
true.
Why are you the bad guy?
I know, exactly.
Sometimes people do that. They like they point the finger on you and you're like, oh, well, why am I feeling like I did something wrong?
Right.
You know,
I didn't do anything wrong here. All I did was give you a place to live and ask for a few dollars in return. And you did not do that. You did not oblige this contract we had.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I've been there.
I know.
We know.
We know.
We know.
We know.
We know.
It's just a house of deadbeats in there, isn't it? It's rough. So I just went to the beach.
Yeah.
I went down. I was just telling you that before, but I wanted to touch on. So down by Jacob Riis, you remember Jacob Riis. I don't know if we talked about this last time I went. There's a nude part.
Oh.
The topless part.
All right.
I always walk through the topless part. It's always quite a scene, and it's always fun.
You're a creeper.
Fun. Yeah, I'm
you
a like total creeper.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you like looking at boobs.
Who doesn't like looking at
who
boobs?
Who doesn't like looking at boobs?
Who
I think
like
boobs were there to safely say to look at.
Yeah,
but
I know.
Go on.
I'm just saying, I always try to make it down there and at least walk through and then walk back through and always get, I mean, honestly, it is a very notorious gay section of the beach. So
okay.
Like, it's
right.
Like 90 to 10, like dudes in like really skimpy little bathing suits. And I'm talking
nice.
Like skimpy.
Yeah.
And
it's
then,
New York.
And then the 10 would be like a topless girl. And then out of that 10, there's like a couple that are attractive. So you're
so
always
are you just
gonna,
like are you just like scoring over the whole scene?
You're
the like
whole
do,
thing.
Do
chick. Oh, let's just look at this for a second.
You cast a wide enough net with your eyeballs to just kind of like, all right, let me catch a couple. This is a risk I'm willing to take.
It's a risk I'm willing to. I'm a risk taker. I'm a risk taker.
Read that line again.
All right, ready? Let me get it open. All right, so here's his line to me. Maybe I'm a risk taker, Dave. I'm not going to settle for the safe route. The mundane, even if it means I have to struggle. At least I'll have my fucking integrity. Does he think that I don't have integrity? Is that what this is leading to?
I don't know, man. God, we're talking about Joe.
I know.
He's like,
and I don't want to badmouth him. I'm proud of the boy for writing a script.
He's a true artist, man, because he sticks to his guns.
He sticks to his guns.
He quit like a crazy, what was it, a $2,000 or $2,000 a week job?
Yeah.
You won't say for where,
right.
But like he had a fat paycheck for doing design work for a top
he was doing
company,
a lot of shit.
And he just let, he let it all go.
Let it go.
He's such a martyr for his art. You got to be, man. You got to just, you know.
I don't know if you have to be. I mean, I feel like integrity is based on like taking care of your shit, but also getting shit done that you want to creatively. There's a mixture of both. Like you.
Yeah.
You know, you still do work. You don't just let your wife take care of you 100%.
No. No, I could. Well, I didn't know if I could, but I was like, I like making money.
Right.
You know, I like depositing checks with my business name
great.
In the bank. It feels good. I'm like, you know, F yeah.
Right. And also, like, not many people like what you do, but you like it. You know?
What do you mean?
Like not many people, like, would be like, oh, I'm going to go shoot weddings for a living and love it. You like that.
I like it. Yeah.
Not many people.
I mean, it's also money. Like it's free money. Like if I'd honestly rather shoot a wedding on a Saturday or a Sunday instead of like, I mean, I would like to go to the mountains or go to the beach, but I get to do it all. Like
that's
I had dinner with this sick view of the mountains. Like it was you could see for 120 miles, you know, it was gorgeous.
Right. That was yesterday. You went yesterday.
That was last night.
Nice.
Yeah. It was one of the most beautiful views I've ever like had dinner at.
Nice.
And it was during break. And I was like, not a lot of people like get to do this and kind of like experience this.
And you're also being involved in something beautiful and like warming and, you know, like it's a very spiritual thing. It feels
good. It's such a juxtaposition to my, you know, just depressed life.
Sitting in a basement.
During the week, sitting,
yeah, exactly.
It's I feel good. I like crying.
I know.
People love it when they see the videographer just crying like during the ceremony, you know, like deep down inside, I'm just like checks. No, I'm kidding.
Great.
I'm not doing that.
No.
But listen to this though.
I'm listening.
This dude, I think we might have talked about him, but this dude ran a wedding video company out of Florida and started scamming some brides because he was like triple and quadruple booking. And he said he was promising like I'm shooting on the red and, you know, 8 hours of coverage for $1,500, you know, best price
in town.
So
real cheap, real cheap.
He scammed all these people in Florida. And then he came out to Colorado, or I don't know if he ever visited Colorado, but he basically stole other people's work. So he sold it. He stole this one girl's work. Out of Utah and pawned it as his own because his stuff was like the stuff on his website was really, really great. You know, like, man, this guy. And so like he bought a featured listing on this company called Wedding Wire, which is like a bride's sort of go-to. They go to Wedding Wire and look at like, vendors.
It's a place to go.
All right.
Right.
And so this guy bought a featured listing, which is like $3,500, $4,000 for the year to be the top person when people search for wedding videographers in Colorado.
That's a lot of
money.
And
I was like, man, that's kind of shady. Who's this dude? So I started doing like a little research, like a little private detective work.
And
found out he scammed all these couples in Florida. He had a lawsuit against him. I was like, this is bad news. So I called Wedding Wire and I was like, yo, this guy is doing this. You know, you got to vet these people. And the salesperson who was trying to sell me on an ad was like, oh, sorry, it's not really our job. You know, we have to let the brides do that. And I was like, no, the brides are coming to you.
Right.
It's
going to make them look bad.
Find trusted vendors. And this guy, oh, so anyways, here's coming to my point here.
Okay. Well, this guy didn't think we'd get there.
Wedding season is upon us now. Like, it's wedding season. And now we're getting all these, like, last minute, hey, this guy bailed on us. And I was like, that was the dude I warned you all about. You know, like, I did a couple posts in a couple groups. I tried to, you know, do a soft, like, hey, I'm not trying to, like, badmouth anybody, but it's been a fat proven
this dude
fact
is
that
sketchy.
This guy is hosing people in Florida and he is going to start hosing people in Colorado. Dude, he's hosed at least 3 to 4 couples.
In Colorado already?
You've got to do the work. You've got to call this guy. You got to meet with him. You know, sorry, I'm just venting.
Oh, yeah.
This is like, this is what I'm passionate about, man.
You're passionate. You're a passionate man. I have two stories I mean, did he scam anybody in Colorado yet? He did?
Yes. Were you listening?
Yeah, well, you said 2 to 3, and I said in Colorado, and you just kept going on with your story, and I just wanted to make sure that it was true. You just didn't listen
happening.
To me.
He's scamming people.
Damn. You should put out some ads around. You should be like, this dude
Trey
sucks.
Smith.
Come to me.
So if you
Trey
if
Smith?
You're a couple looking for a wedding video, this homeboy, Trey Smith, has been... His company is called 728 Films or I think it was 728 Films, and then he had a company in Florida called Epic Video Production or something of that nature.
We should get him on the line.
Scamming people, man, and people fell for it. So like,
people are going to fall for it all the time.
Sorry for him, and then part of me is like, you got to do the research.
Yeah, you do.
Meet
I mean,
these people.
People don't
Make
do
sure
the research
a real person.
Anymore. People don't look into things anymore. They just assume things are all cool. Who are you talking to?
No, we're cool. Sorry, there was a popping.
Oh,
there was like a.
Is there someone else in there?
Dinged.
Is there someone? You got dinged. You did get dinged by Trey Smith.
Yeah, he dinged me. They were like,
he dinged
you're making.
Did you get my text the other day? This is in part to, part of your work, and I want to come up with this $1 million idea with you.
I think it's a bad
it's
idea.
It's a great idea.
It's a terrible idea.
You come up with playing cards for babies, right? Get the baby on the front cover, the name of the family on the front cover. On the back, there's a whole bunch of stats. They can give those out to the families. And they got this little playing card they can hold on to forever. Rookie cards, man. Rookie cards.
It's actually not a bad idea.
I know.
Now that I think about it. The only thing is, I don't know if people want like pictures of themselves as like a passed around thing. We have it digitally. You know, whoever knows.
Yeah, but I mean,
the playing
old people,
card is pretty cool because it's tactile.
Exactly.
It's great because idea. We should have talked about this off air because now somebody's
patent pending. Patent pending. No, this is a great idea. I'm telling you to get into this. I will back you up and make this happen. I think this is a genius idea.
We love our listeners. We share ideas.
We share ideas on the air.
Yeah.
718-928-9732. Maybe somebody will call. I don't know. So,
should we get my mom to call in again?
I don't know if I could deal with your mom again.
She called me. She said she went whitewater rafting down the Ocoee River.
Your mom.
My mom's like
74. She's a superhero.
Yeah, she's a superhero. She's got good genes. That's why I'm kind of like, I dig it. You know, my dad didn't last too long. My mom's got the genes.
Our dads don't last too long, but our moms are all right.
Yeah.
My mom just went to her 45th high school reunion.
Jeez. My mom's going to her, her 60th?
Damn.
Her 50th nursing school reunion.
Damn.
Must be
probably,
the 60th. No. Yeah, maybe it's the 60th.
That's her college, 50th. Though, right? That's college.
So she went to nursing school in Louisiana in a segregated...
I know. We talked about it last time.
We haven't even talked politics, and I think it's okay because, you know...
I know.
We know what we think.
We know
what
we think.
There's a lot going on. So we were supposed to talk about the eclipse.
The eclipse, yeah. I got the glasses. I'm ready to go.
I think a thousand people are going to go blind.
Oh, definitely. Because
they're just going to look at it, and I'm like, people, this is like a way to clear the herd a little bit.
Yeah, it kind of
is. We should buy some stock in like optical companies.
Yeah.
Because I feel like people aren't going to do it right.
Right.
Like, I have no problem with the eclipse. I think it's great, but I'm going to watch it on TV. I'll be like, cool. I do not need to stare at the sun no matter what you
do. Well,
I'm at NASA,
yeah.
Unless I'm there. You know, and I got the same glasses that the control person has.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, getting some free glasses at the gas station.
I got 7-Eleven glasses.
Like, burn my corneas.
I got 7-Eleven glasses, and I did some research into, like, good glasses versus bad glasses. And I feel really confident in my purchase that these glasses will do justice. Basically, what you do is you make sure that there's silver on the front. If they're just black on both sides, bad. Don't use them. Then you take the glasses and you put it up to a really bright light. If you can see the definition of that light, don't use those glasses. You should not be able to see the light at all. I looked into this.
718-928-9732. Tell us what you're doing about the eclipse. Tell us where you're going to be.
What are you doing about the eclipse?
I know where I'm going to be. Watching on TV.
Watching it on TV. You'll probably get like a good partial eclipse, like a half eclipse from where you are. We'll get a partial eclipse
in New
York.
You know what we should have had? We should have had somebody who's on the road. If you're on the road, if you're traveling for the eclipse, call in.
Right.
Because we want to know what you're doing and how bad is the traffic.
I think Sarah's on the road.
Some of these small towns in Wyoming and Montana are just getting flooded.
Well, yeah.
Rooms are going for like thousands of dollars
yeah,
a night. Like, people are like, all right.
Indiana, Seattle, South Carolina is getting crazy bombarded. I heard you can't even get in and out of that state right now.
Really?
It's just nuts. Yeah. So one more topic I had on wedding things. This is for you. So you know that I have a wedding coming up in Mexico.
Yes.
Right? There's a story that's going around. We both know who this is, and he's been on the show many times. There's a story going around of this couple who went down to Mexico, and they went down there, and they were on their vacation, and they were in a resort, like a regular resort anybody goes to. And they're sitting there, and they're in the hot, or they're in the pool, and they swim up to the bar, and there's a couple there, and they're like, hey, how's it going? And they're like, we're on vacation. We're like on our honeymoon slash vacation. They're like, that's great. Do shots with us. Okay, they do shots. They said that's the last thing they really remember. They woke up. He said, the husband says he woke up and he saw the wife passed out on the bathroom floor and said, what are you doing on the floor? And she woke up and then he passed out again. And then when he woke up again, she wasn't in the house. And he looked outside the balcony and she was on the ground naked and bleeding from her head. She was all fucked up. So he rushed down there and he was like, he was finally come to and his wife was all fucked up. And he was like, we got to get, is there a doctor? Is there? And then someone comes and they're like, we won't touch her, but we'll call an ambulance. So he said he waited there for 40 minutes for an ambulance to come. And when they got there, they just put her on a gurney, rushed her in, rushed him to the hospital. And when they got to the hospital, they wouldn't even put a Band-Aid on her and said, give us $10,000 or we won't even touch her. So they got fleeced at the resort and got drugged. And then they went to the hospital and they got fleeced out of $14,000. And then when they got like a blood scan and all that stuff back, they said that they happened. They said she was fine. And they had to get a waiver. They had to sign a waiver that said, outside of doctor permission, we're taking her out of the hospital. Then they took her out and they brought her back to America and they did a CAT scan there. And she had a fractured skull, a bruised brain, and a concussion. And when they were in New Mexico, they said she was fine.
Yeah.
But just give us the $14,000.
I need a source. You got to have a source before you tell a story like this.
It was a paper in... God damn it.
You can't bring the phone up to the microphone, dude.
I know I can't.
Because I hear a ton of feedback.
It was on a local news station.
Yeah, I don't trust any of the local news.
No, it's a story. These people, unless they're trying to fleece other people out
of
money.
It's clickbait.
Clickbait.
They're trying to like, I think right now it's the alt media trying to to silence the people talking about Mexico. They don't want anybody going to Mexico. Although I feel like that could happen and it's probably happened to the person that we know we're talking
about. Yeah.
A few times.
It probably definitely has. I'm afraid that it's going to happen to me when I'm in Mexico. Just wake up.
Yeah. Well, if it's too good to be true, you know, like I think, I don't know. Sometimes I like to pretend like I'm a private investigator, you know.
Well with Trey Smith.
Be like, all right, what's their story?
With Trey Smith,
you know, this kid's got, a little something. Here's, So like
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think if it's too good to be true and somebody, a pretty couple is at a, resort and they're scanning people. I mean, there's a lot of easy,
marks. Easy targets, marks.
You know, they're like, oh, I never like taking advantage of people. So I would never do something like that. But it's like,
sure. I would look at you and I'd be like,
there's bad people in the world. That's why I think, you want to hear my new $1 million idea?
I do. I just gave you one. So let me hear yours.
All right. All right. PSAs for everybody.
What does that mean? Tell me more, Mike.
So just like a PSA to be like, all right, this is there's bad people in the world, so you know, stay away from strangers or like certain straight, you know, like do like stranger danger videos. You could do some what do you call it? Drug use. You know, you have this opioid epidemic. You have all these, you know, kids taking prescription pills.
Yeah.
Like do actual or just like driving ones, like a nice driving PSA to be like, how this is how you should drive. This is what, you know, like a smart sort of like real deal PSA that everyone's going to watch. You know what I'm saying? Or I just get these.
So like things we should learn in school.
Yeah. Like we a should... driver's, like a really good driver's.
So what you're telling me is that.
Or, you know, and like. Poignant. That'd sure. Be, that would be. That,
so what you're telling me is the things that people forgot from school, we should remind them about now.
Yes.
All right. Give me one of things that people probably forgot in school that we should remind people of now.
Hmm.
This is a good topic.
It's a good one. It's a good
718-928
flossing.
9732
Flossing's easy.
Flossing.
You got one location, a bathroom.
Bathroom.
Shoot some guy flossing and be like, flossing is actually more important. Than brushing.
It's very true.
I mean, you got to do both, but like
you should do both.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like,
I mean, flossing, how often do you floss? Probably not enough.
I'm definitely not enough, but I definitely floss probably 2 to 3 times a week.
You're lying.
I'm not lying because I do it in the shower and I have those like flossing, like those toothpick flossing
sticks. I've seen those.
I like those. Those are easy. Those are real easy. You just get in there and
but
just
you're
blah,
using
blah, blah,
the
blah,
same
blah.
Freaking thread for every tooth.
Whatever. I'm fine with that. I mean, you're cramming shit down, probably making matters worse, but at least
I'm
going to
take
something.
put this gerb on this side,
make it over here. Exactly. And it's definitely funny when you don't floss enough. Or if you don't floss for a while, then you do. You start bleeding. You're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
I haven't flossed in a while.
It's like a come to Jesus moment. I've got to floss.
I've got to floss.
It's just terrible. Just bleeding.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I like to get music. Music and a lot of Listerine. If I haven't flossed in a while, I'm like, all right, I need to set up for this. It's going to be a production. You know, I need like, you know.
Oh, Jerry Lewis died. Did you see
that? I heard about this. Yeah.
A lot of people dying lately. Here's another topic of PSAs we can make. Things you learn in high school you forget.
Race. I think racism.
Racism is definitely
racism.
One of
race,
them.
If you can make a great, like, the racism PSA I think of right now is Dave Chappelle when he's the blind.
Well, yeah, when he's a blind black guy and he's in
racist.
The KKK. Yeah.
He's a member of the KKK.
That's a great.
It's beautiful.
It's great.
It's so funny.
It's great.
It's great.
Here's one that's simpler, though. Here's one that's simpler that you can do. How long were classes? Who are you pointing to over there?
Nobody.
How long were your classes?
I got a silent listener in studio.
Well, tell him to get on air if he wants to get on air. Is he listening through headphones?
Yeah, he's got headphones.
Tell him anytime he wants, he can come on
I'm
there.
Respecting his wishes.
Yeah,
in the
I'm
studio,
just saying,
you know,
he's welcome.
This is my studio. You've got your studio. I've got my studio.
That's true.
You know, the mic's there. He doesn't have to use it.
I know.
You
know? I'm just saying.
It is kind of weird having somebody in your studio who's not talking, but it's fine because I'm just paying attention to you.
It's true. Every once in a while, you look off in the distance and point and wink or something.
I just want to know if he's having a good time.
So is he having a good time?
Sure he's having a good time.
Is he having a good time?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, ask him on a scale of 1 to 10 how good of a time he's having. 10 being the best time, 1 being the worst time. All he has to do is put up a hand or two. Tell us how much fun he's having.
It's an 8.
It's an 8. All right.
Eight's
pretty
bad.
Good. That's pretty good.
I think it'd be a 9 or a 10 used the mic.
If he used the mic.
That's fine.
He's welcome. All right, I'll say this.
He's welcome.
He's welcome to come on anytime. There's no pressure. I'll say this. There's probably not a soul listening. So it's no big deal. You can come on whenever you want. You can sit and be quiet for as long as you want. Doesn't matter to me. All right, so here it is.
Like you're trying to talk me into anal.
Listen, no one's looking. Nobody's around. Just we'll just get some lube. Everything is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, how long are classes? When you were in high school, how long were classes?
55 minutes,
55
I think.
Minutes. All right. Yeah. Every hour... We should get 5 minutes to socialize with people. You go out in the hall. You go to your next class. You'd see this person. Hey, how you going? Hey, how's it doing? Hey, what's going on? You get a little time. You get like a good 5 minutes.
Hand out some business cards. Hey, this is what I'm up to. Hey, I'm wheeling and dealing.
I'm wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
It's a good idea.
Speed networking. 5 minutes speed networking in high schools.
Yeah.
This is a $1 million idea. Dave, See, I think you were destined for bigger stuff. Like, you come up with ideas like this, and like I'm just this. Like,
boom, boom,
why
boom.
Aren't we together, bro?
I know.
Not like that, but just like...
I know, that's you know. What... Head to toe.
Yeah, head to toe.
Head to toe. All right, so that's a good one. I like that one.
That's good. I like that one.
I still think, like, lunches, I think you should be also, like, take a good hour lunch with a group of people, hang out, build, like, a tray of food.
Yeah. Stack. What about naps?
Naps are huge.
They should just let us run the school board somewhere, like in New York or somewhere, you know, important.
Yeah.
Just
I also think we should probably get all of August off. Like, we don't have to have the whole 3 months off. Just give us August. Everybody take August off.
You know what you should do? You should have all of August off except for construction workers. And construction road workers, like, do mad fixes on all the roads, all the stuff. They, like, clean it up a little bit. You know, it's like safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
And every month, we don't have to go anywhere. We just hang out.
Right.
You know?
Or if you want to go somewhere, you can go somewhere. But you might run into some traffic. That's fine. But
see, I think the thing is people think, like, you know, the business has, I mean, it does, you know, business has to happen 24/7 and we have to produce stuff and do all this stuff. But, like, there needs to be a time for pause.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we should, like, you know, it doesn't have to be a religious way or doesn't have to be a, you know, but just like a pause. And, you know, I've said this, right? With the 30-day ceasefire.
30-day ceasefire.
This is kind of same lines. I've had these ideas for 30 years.
30-day cease life.
Nobody's listening.
30-day cease life.
30-day like, ceasefire.
Just,
the 30-day ceasefire where, like, the globe just takes a look at itself.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And says, all right, what do we need to, you know, let's spend some time with each other. Let's, you know, let's make some love.
But, I mean, we've even tried that. I can't remember what battle it was, but I think it was with the British. We were like, it's Christmas, guys. We're just going to hang out.
Yeah. World War One.
It was something like that. I thought it was during the the war against
and they
against
sang
Britain.
Christmas hymns.
Yeah.
They, like, stopped killing each other for a night.
But Americans
the Germans didn't. And the Americans or the Germans and the Brits, but like, actually shared, like, Christmas night together.
Yeah, but
I think like 99.5% of people don't want to fight and just want to kind of have, like, a simple sort of maybe a small, you know, humble life and you know, still make money, but or just provide for their loved ones.
I know.
You know? We don't need all this, like, stuff. I'm like, ah.
Well, we're fighting wars for somebody else who doesn't have any part to partake in the war. You know, like, I can't understand how anybody would want to fight a war for Donald Trump right now. That just sounds absolutely ludicrous.
No. I think that's going to be the best military coup is when they're just like, no.
They
put them away. I feel it could be all staged. You know how the whole Miss America thing and all these things are just staged?
I'm sure.
Like, is this all staged? Are we all just getting punked?
Well, I think we're all getting. Yeah, this is the Donald Trump show. It is the greatest show on television, 100%. I can't stop watching.
He's got all the networks.
Yeah.
Before he had a few, like, whoever told this guy that, like, hey, you should be president is, like, responsible for, like, maybe the destruction of our planet.
It's true.
Maybe the country.
It's true. You know,
I don't want to be such a naysayer or a negative person. But I'm like, that's a reality that this dude could kill us all.
Yeah.
Or at least a lot of us. You know, just with, like, you know how he was in school.
You know
exactly the type of kid he was, you know?
Yeah. There was I keep up on a lot of Donald Trump news. Some of my favorite stories have come out in the past couple of weeks, and I'll give you two. So there's this one story, and I think it was about Georgia, and there's these oligarchs in Georgia who had tied money to Russia, right? All their money's come from Russia, and they decided they were going to build a building in Georgia, and they wanted to license Trump's name to put it on that said building. So they flew Donald Trump in, had a grand ribbon cutting thing, they gave him $1 million and then sent him back home. The building never got built. The building was never intended to be built. It was just like this money laundering scheme to push money around.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
So the when that story started to come out, I think it was in the New Yorker, Trump's lawyer said, Mueller, don't go looking into that. Because if you do, there's going to be problems.
Yeah.
Don't go looking into that.
We're guilty. We're basically saying we're guilty.
It's amazing. How could somebody say, listen, don't go look it in there?
Yeah.
That's the first thing you want to do.
Yeah. You're like, okay.
The other great story that I've got out of Trump is back in the 80s, he bought a plot of land that eventually turned into Trump Tower, right?
Right.
And there was this really old building there. And on the side of the building were a lot of reliefs, a lot of Art Deco reliefs. The museum, the Metropolitan Museum said, we want those to put into our museum.
Right.
And yeah. he said, sure. Then he looked into it and found out that if he did that, it would have to delay his demolition of the building by a couple weeks, and he wouldn't be able to get his building up. So he turned it all into rubble. And the museum was like, we wanted those. We would have gave you money for those. And he turned around and said, I had them appraised. They're not worth anything. So
of course, I
turned them into rubble.
Yeah.
I didn't care. I turned them into rubble. Right.
You know exactly.
But that really ties into the thing of he doesn't care about these statues at all.
No.
At all.
No. Right.
He
right.
just cares about making money. And that's really going to be the interesting thing is everybody's turning on him as far as corporate America is turning on him. There's been a whole bunch of things that said they're not going to go to Mar-a-Lago that were scheduled to go. So he's going to lose out on that money. Once he starts realizing that he's not going to make money anymore on this, he might reconsider resigning and being like, well, I don't have a point in being here anymore because I'm not making money.
Yeah.
That's where we got to hit him right there. Jeez.
He's going to be the most unpopular person in the world.
He's the most unpopular president.
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Or Kim Jong, that dude.
He's definitely the most unpopular president of all time. That's for 100% sure. It's really hilarious.
Yeah.
I could go off on Trump for a while. It's really great times.
Should I get my mom to call in?
If you want. If you want.
We should get her to call in and talk about her white water rafting. Jeez.
Yeah.
The white word. Whitewater rafting.
Whitewater rafting. We've been whitewater rafting. You remember?
Oh, that was amazing.
That was good times. You remember the dragonfly?
Here's an update on the, this person we're talking about. We'll just say Andy, who's getting married in Mexico.
He is.
He and I went to Jamaica together.
Oh, there's an update on the footage?
I think I'm getting the footage.
Oh, God. This is amazing.
But he's going to upload it to Dropbox.
What year did you go?
I got footage of Andy in Jamaica.
What year did you go with him?
2005, maybe?
That was when I met you, was when you got back from that trip.
First time I really hung out. It was maybe the third or fourth time I've ever hung out with Andy.
In Jamaica.
Just went to Jamaica with him.
That's so crazy. Bad.
But we didn't do the resorts, man. We went into the bush, which was great. And I think here's my whole thing, my whole take on this race issue is I went to Jamaica a couple times and I was the only white dude in a 30, 50, 60-mile radius. That's maybe, I don't know, or 20 or five or whatever.
Sure.
But I was the only one of my color. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I felt how it feels to sort of have that oh man, I'm not,
I'm
not with my pack.
Right.
You know? And I was okay, cool. Now I kind of get how, other people feel.
Right.
So that was a moment in my life.
So
I was
you're
all right.
You're
maybe
walking
I understand
around.
Now as a person, how it feels to sort of.
So,
not-
are you saying as a PSA, we should actually take white Americans, bring them to a really desolate place where they're the only white person, and make them feel how it really feels? Go to Middle America with a van, hogtie somebody, throw a mask on them, knock them out, and when they wake up, they're in the middle of Jamaica.
Totally.
Surrounded by all black people.
Oh, that'd be beautiful. That's such a good show.
I know.
That's such a great show idea.
It's a great idea.
I kind of think, I want to say reality TV is dead, but something like that is amazing.
Yeah, there's always going to be reality TV, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse until it gets to the point where we're hijacking people, putting them in Jamaica to see how they handle.
Do you know what show I hate is the What Would You Do? What?
Which one?
The CBS or that ABC one where it's they put these people in these terrible situations. You're like, no, wait a minute. Hold on. You're like, oh, but there were cameras. You know, it was like the prank shows. I think we're done. I think they're over with. I'm done with prank shows.
Yeah. Well, I think the worst
people
part,
are getting jacked. I love people were just starting to get hurt. And I'm like, dude, don't prank people.
Right.
In real life for camera gain. You know,
I think the worst.
It's not your alternate reality.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I think the worst situation are these kids who have an iPhone up and they go do a prank and then someone gets pissed off at them and they go, no, this is for the internet. this is for the internet. Look, there's a camera over there. And I'd be like, I don't give a fuck, dude. Like, you're sitting here punking me.
I'll punch you in the face.
I'll punch you in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah. These kids are going to get killed out there.
Well, I think some of them are. There's some kids doing the ding and ditch, ring and run or whatever. Whatever you call it, where you knock on the door and you run.
Right.
But they were doing it in all black and stuff. And I was like, yo, because my sister called me. She's like, hey, I just saw these two guys. I walked outside because my sister's staying with us for a couple of days. And she's like, I walked outside and
which one, Morgan's mom?
Black, and they just like ran off. And then somebody posted in the, you know, we have a neighborhood Facebook page.
Yeah,
so somebody posted in there that some, you know, these kids were going around, ringing the doorbells and running off. And
which is pretty, it's pretty easy.
Because like we used to do that stuff back in the day and like dressing all black, and you know, we did it.
Yeah,
here's the thing. I'm a dad. I'm an old,
old curmudgeon.
Like,
all right,
these kids. But we did it back in the day. But like now, I feel like kids are going to get shot. Like if you run around in like an all black, and you know, like somebody's going to be like, or at least you're going to get punched. You know, if like,
all right. So let me ask you this question.
Everybody's on edge. That's my thing. I think everybody's on edge now. So like, kids can't do the stupid shit we did back in the day.
So that's what makes it okay then and not okay now. People are more on edge. That's what you're telling me. But I feel like when we were kids, that's when the idea of like swiping kids, like stealing kids from supermarkets became really popular. And that was like in every mom's mind. Like, oh my God, my kid's going to get taken. And
somebody's going to steal my baby.
Somebody's going to steal my baby.
Well, it happens. It does. I mean, it does happen.
Yeah.
That's the thing. When you think it doesn't happen, it happens.
I feel like there is no more scared tactics than there were in the 50s. In the 50s, you had like the idea where like we're gonna get bombed, the atomic bomb's gonna come and we're all gonna be wiped out. So there's always been scared parents. What are you doing over there?
I was chewing some ice. I didn't want it to be on the microphone.
It's amazing.
I like chewing ice a little bit. It's terrible for your teeth.
It's terrible for your teeth. I do
it
too.
It's so bad, but it feels so good. It does. Ice.
I think they say that's an iron deficiency, don't they?
Yeah.
Isn't that the old adage? Well, moms are scared. How does the missus feel about it? She thinks it's okay to ring and ditch back in the day not now?
Is she on the line?
No.
That would have been good.
That would have been really good.
That would have been good. Oh, I forgot to text my mom.
Oh yeah, I'm psyched that you told me the other day.
Well, I think the moms are pissed off because like the kids are doing it at 10:30 or 11 o'clock, and they're like, you know, I got kids asleep.
But kids are going to be
thing.
Kids.
I mean, if you like wake up my kids, you're like, once your kids are asleep, you kind of feel like I can take a break for the night, you know?
Right.
And so if you wake up my kids, I'm going to be pissed.
Sure.
You know, like I won't punch a kid who's under 18.
I hope not.
Probably won't punch really anybody.
Sure.
I'm not like a...
But I feel like
I would land a good punch.
They're not going to get punched. Kids don't think they're going to get punched, but they want to rile people up. They want to be chased. They want the attention. That's what it's always been about. Like when I was a kid, I would do that, but I would probably do that to people that I knew, like the houses that I knew, or like kids that friends didn't come out that night. We're going to go ring their apartment. We're going to go fuck with them. We're going to go do this. We're going to go do that.
Well, we totally egged the kid that you didn't like in your neighborhood.
Sure.
We totally egged his house.
Well,
there was stuff like every kid would do to be like, all right, well, this is how I'm going to get back at this kid.
Right. And which was terrible. And in my high school, probably middle school at the time, on Halloween, a girl got egged and she lost part of her sight. From it.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she got that egg in her eye. Like,
You'll shoot your eye out.
So that was like a big thing in my school where it was like, all right, we got to tone down because it got really out of hand.
Tone down the eggs. Don't aim for the face.
Right.
Like, here's the thing. We don't want to like raise our kids too soft.
No.
But you also got to like, you know, there's a fine line of like teaching them to be tough and also doing stupid
and
shit.
And teaching where, like, them to be criminals.
You know?
Right. I mean, when I was a kid, I was a criminal. Straight up.
Me too.
I was a criminal. Right.
Statute of limitations sort of releases us from all sort of legal responsibilities. We did some stupid shit when...
I know, we did. We always did. Yeah. We got a caller. I'm going to guess it's Mama Giggles. Is she there?
No, I can't hear anything.
Well,
Mom, you there? She might.
Oh, call her. You there? I don't know. Maybe she's not there. She hung up. I don't know. All right, so you're selling me statue
of whitewater rafting.
Oh, I do want to.
This
hear
takes
about
care
that.
Of my mom call for the, you know, for the day.
That's pretty
when
good.
She calls into the radio
yeah,
show.
That's
I get two
good.
Birds with one stone. One stone. We get a caller.
That's pretty
it's
good.
My mom.
Except that by the end of the call, she's like, "I want you to FaceTime me." So
just FaceTime me.
All right, so you're telling me that statue of limitations. That means you're going to tell me a story of something you did.
Well, we lit a dumpster on fire, which was stupid.
Ooh, that's bad.
And just criminal, you know? And I was like, looking back on it, I was like, that's pretty stupid.
Yeah.
Like somebody really could have gotten really hurt.
Yeah.
You know? But it looked awesome.
I'm sure.
It was beautiful.
I'm sure it looked awesome.
Such an adrenaline rush. But then, like, the me now, like the parent, Mike, you know, I'm kind of like, man.
That was dumb.
That was kind of stupid.
That was stupid.
And then did I tell you the stupidest thing I've ever done? Probably the stupidest thing.
Buy girls' underwear and put them on and wear them around town.
No,
no, that wasn't it. But that was something
that
else you
it.
Did.
That was it. That was pretty stupid. What was it? Stupid. It was just weird. At the end of the day, weird. I was like, "Why did I wear women's underwear for the day?" You know,
that's
I was just
really
like,
weird.
"Why?" You know,
I have no idea. I have no idea. Weren't you riding around cars with girls too? Like knowing?
No, a girl of cars, like a
girl of cars,
like a carload of girls.
Sure.
Was like, "Hey, what's up? What are you doing?" And I was like, like this could be the perfect opportunity, except I'm wearing women's underwear.
That's so right bizarre. Now. What made you want to wear women's underwear? Just try it?
I don't know, man. I went to Sears and I was 17 or something. And I just went to Sears and I was like, let me pick out a fancy pair of panties. You know, let me pick out the fanciest pair of panties
so
I'll ever see, you know,
so
and just
weird.
Wear them. And I wore them on a bike ride, and I was like, this is also another terrible idea. Don't wear women's underwear
sure.
on a bike ride.
They were laced, too,
I imagine.
And then
this car full of girls comes up, and they ask me what they're doing. I think they were really interested in me.
Sure.
And I was like, but I cannot, like join these girls or, like, hang out with them because they will find out that I'm wearing women's underwear.
Well, if I know you, you would have been 20 minutes into the ride, and you would have just, like, been thinking about the entire time that you're wearing women's underwear. And then you would have just blurted it out and been like, guys, I'm wearing girls' underwear. I can't hold this in anymore. And then it would have went to shit because then they would have, well, it might have been worked out for you. They might have been like, let's see it. Let's
believe
check
this
it. Out.
Just be like, yeah, this is from my last girlfriend, you know, or something like that.
See,
just really,
you would
like,
have made it weird. You would have made it weird.
Yeah, that'd be weird.
You could have just been like, I'm wearing women's underwear. What? This is how I do. This is what
this
I do.
This is what I do. Well, I feel like it's not weird now. Like I could probably do it now, but then Julie would be like, "Why? You know, like, why are you doing this?"
I mean, maybe you should do it as an experiment and document.
No, it's not a good idea. It's a terrible idea.
Terrible idea. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
It's your mother.
Oh, it's your mother.
It's your mother.
It's your mother.
Told me to call you.
She's always calling in. I heard you went whitewater rafting.
I did.
How was that?
It was great. We had a good time.
That's wonderful.
Michael, did you get the pictures? I sent you pictures.
Did you get pictures?
I'll look right now. I gotta look.
I want to see these pictures. We should get them up on David Giggles.
I want to let you know that I never felt some of the pictures. You can't see me in the boat because there's so much water.
Oh,
but
no.
I never fell out of the boat.
You never fell out? I am proud of you.
I never fell out.
Whew.
That was my goal.
And you did it.
Fall out of the boat.
I am very proud of you. Did you have fun doing it?
I did. It was great fun.
Did you dig in? Did you get like some good paddles going?
I did. You have to.
You do. You really do. You really do.
You have to do that. And
your son is laughing hysterically, and I'm not quite sure why.
Just because from the TV producer like aspect, just the story about from the high school, which my mom doesn't know, to now, was just beautiful.
It was beautiful.
It was just audio gold.
It was audio gold.
It was great. I mean, we are David Giggles.
We are.
So
he's a giggler.
Yeah. You did not realize that I was still on the phone when you were talking about the underwear. That
I was a weird kid, Mom. Sorry.
He was a weird kid.
I had a weird childhood.
Well,
it's cool.
That's
it was just
weird.
Once.
Yeah.
So just once. Once was enough. That should be like on my headstone.
She did that on purpose.
Once
she
was
just
enough.
She just stood by quietly, waited for you to tell right. that story, and then came on. That's amazing. Yeah. I love it.
It's good.
Well, you couldn't hear me, so I said, well, I'll get back on in a minute, and there you were. Are you looking at the pictures, Michael?
Are you looking at the pictures?
I can't see the pictures. I stopped looking at my phone today just for, like, my phone's been busy. Sorry. I looked at it. I don't see them.
My phone has been busy.
They're on your email.
You got an email.
It was an email. That's why. I was looking in our text
messages. He's turning bright red from this underwear story. He doesn't can't compose himself. He doesn't know what's going on anymore.
Here we go. Well, hey, Mom, your whitewater rafting photo will be for the next Dave and Giggles flyer.
This is
for
true.
For next week's show.
This is perfect.
There you go.
Okay.
There might not be one. There I might be taking a vacation. We'll see.
And you know what you have to do? You have to, because this part of the river that we were on was part of the 1996 Olympics.
Whoa.
So some heavy rapids.
So go on and look. Yeah, there were three and fours.
There's three and fours.
So, nice.
That's intense. I'm impressed. I am impressed. Yeah. Are you ready for your nurses' reunion?
I am. That's in September.
September.
Is it 50? Is it the 50-year reunion?
My mom just went to her 45th high school reunion.
Oh, we've passed our 50th. This is every year. All the classes just go. Whoever shows up goes to the reunion.
So it's a yearly reunion.
It's like a family reunion, just as a
as nurses,
as a class, like a nursing class.
Nursing, yes,
I love
it. Yes, the nursing class.
I might get Carlos to take some photos of that because he's in New Orleans. So. Carlos Stetris, the photographer that has been on our show, or at least called in. You know, everybody's on our show.
Everybody's been on the show.
Everybody calls in.
Especially your mom. Especially your mom.
Your mom. Well, you texted me, told me to call in.
He does.
I know. You're our only caller, Mom.
I know.
It's great.
It must be. You guys are getting desperate.
Yeah. This is true.
Calling your mother.
Call your mother. All right.
My mother,
she'll get on the line. All right, so that's the end of our show. Thanks for calling in.
Well,
and Mike, send me those
to you guys.
Yeah, always. Send me those pictures. I want to see your mom on the river.
Yeah.
I'm
back
to me.
There. I'm the one, the guide is in the back, and I'm to the left of the guide, the next row up. Sometimes you can't see me because I'm hidden by the water, but I'm there.
But you didn't fall in.
You did not fall in.
I'm very proud. Very proud.
Yes.
That's good.
That was my goal. I was not going to fall in that river.
I don't think you sent them to me. I think you attached logos of the some other email stuff. I don't see any pictures.
Well,
you might have attached some stuff.
You go down to where it says or in view photos. And click on that.
Click on that.
Oh, okay. Click here to access photos. Yeah. I gotcha. Got it.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's the end of us. We'll see you. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
There might not be a show next week, but I'll talk. Okay.
Bye,
all right. Good talking
to
you.
Bye, Michael.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Oh, that was good. Always a good
time. She wanted
to
hang on to the end.
I know she did. She almost made it. She almost made it. All right. That's it. I've said this already before.
She sent me like 80 photos.
Of course she did.
I'll send them to you. I'll find a good one.
All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Good show.
Good show.